Good afternoon, I'm Shirley Jihad. This is 89.3 KPCC. For the next few days on All Things Considered and on Morning Edition, we'll be spending time with a single mother in the San Fernando Valley and her three sons. Each of the boys has special needs, cerebral palsy, autism, and attention deficit disorder. KPCC's Patricia Nazario makes the introductions, starting with the morning alarm.
Before the sun comes up, Kathy Harvey begins her daily routine. She leans over her oldest son, Daniel, to wake him up. His head's resting on a Spider-Man pillow, and he's curled up in the fetal position.
Daniel.
Kathy carries him across the short hall to her bedroom.
Okay, we go.
She's already made the bed and spread out a blue bath towel.
Good morning, sleepyhead.
She runs water through his feeding tube.
This might be a little cold. Clean out your tube, okay, from your night feeding.
A few minutes later, she gives him his medication.
Prevacid's for digestion, Rubinol so he doesn't drool on his shirt all day.
Kathy has to change his diaper and get him dressed for school.
Okay.
Daniel is 15 years old. He has spastic cerebral palsy. He was 7 months old the first time she heard those words come out of a doctor's mouth.
What's that? What can I do to fix it? Well, they come to you and say there's nothing you can do to fix it. This is something you gotta live with.
By now, the 41-year-old single mom has embraced it. And like a point guard on the court, she ricochets between the bedroom where she tends to Daniel.
What's the matter?
And the kitchen, where she prepares bacon, eggs, and toast for her other two sons.
Dylan.
Dylan's 11. He has high-functioning autism.
Dakota, it's time to get up, honey.
Dakota's 9. He also has autism and attention deficit disorder.
Rise and shine, sleepyhead.
Both boys have something else, the genetic condition, Noonan syndrome.
My kids know that they're different.
Kathy doesn't pity her kids. She pushes them.
Dakota, what does flawless mean?
She lays a pop quiz on her youngest, Dakota, as he eats.
What about plead?
And he answers between bites.
Plead means to beg.
Perfect! You got him all right!
Dakota's still wearing his speed racer pajamas. His mom's wearing jeans and flip-flops.
Mwah. Good job.
Those three kids mean the world to me. When I became a parent, no one told you. It doesn't come with the direction book, and it doesn't say, you know, I'm going to give you this special ed child.
There's also no guide to help Kathy's three special needs children better understand their own limitations or challenges. So when Dylan gets angry because he can't find the genes he's looking for.
No, size 8.
Dylan, stop.
Mom, there's no.
Don't worry about it.
Size 10.
All right, don't worry about it.
Or Dakota has a meltdown in the car because he can't listen to his favorite song again.
Dakota, you need to drink some water now.
Kathy uses those moments to try and teach her children how to cope with life.
Take a deep breath.
The mom understands that their child has a difficulty in frustration tolerance around dealing with the world.
Dr. Douglas Vanderbilt is a pediatrician at Children's Hospital, Los Angeles. He specializes in autism.
And that's why it's helpful sometimes to have the diagnosis so that it's not seen as a behavioral problem that has no basis, but is really a more cognitive processing, social communication difficulty that the child is having.
He says a mom's gentleness can help special needs kids bridge that gap.
Can you go get a big hanger out of mom's closet, please?
One big hanger coming up for you.
And you need to have a lot of patience.
Although Kathy Harvey admits it's not always easy.
And yes, there are times that I have to go into the bathroom, do a little screaming dance and come out and take a deep breath and say, okay, let's try this again.
Then there are the times when Kathy can't run and hide. Like when she and the boys are at the grocery store.
I get questions asked, are they all three yours? Are they adopted? How could this possibly happen in one family? That's what I get. And my answer to that is I'm lucky and blessed.
Kathy says she's dreamed about being a mother since childhood.
Go get me your jammies that are on your bed.
Yes, Mom!
Despite her children's medical limitations, she maintains she's living a dream come true. Patricia Nazario, 89.3 KPCC.
All of Kathy Harvey's sons attend Los Angeles public schools. Tomorrow, Patricia Nazario surveys what LA schools offer special needs children and what parents have to do to get those services.